107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 6:34. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Not as bad as it feels right now for the rest of the day. I'll tell you that much. But before we do that, let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits for you. Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails, who hadn't tweeted in 2 months, broke his silence Thursday to promote a GoFundMe for keyboardist Mike Garson. Garson, who played with David Bowie, Smashing Pumpkins, and Nine Inch Nails, lost his home in the recent California fires. Also, Bruce Dickinson says that Iron Maiden ever gets nominated for or inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he will, quote, refuse, adding that they, quote, won't bloody be having my corpse in there. Rock and roll music does not belong in a mausoleum. He's so fancy. He said mausoleum. In Cleveland. So not only does it belong in a museum.
A museum in Ohio.
In Ohio. I do kind of agree with you there. It's a living, breathing thing, and if you put it in a museum, then it's dead. It's worse than horrible. It's vulgar. Museum in Ohio. Lastly, Ivan Moody of Five Finger Death Punch helped out a youth homeless organization when the band's tour hit Colorado Springs, Colorado last week. Moody, a native of Denver, donated 50 sleeping bags to Urban Peak, Colorado Springs for homeless kids who haven't been placed in a shelter yet as the weather gets colder. Courtney DeSewer of the Urban Peak, Colorado Springs told a local TV station, quote, "We do have a lot of youth that aren't in the shelter yet, and we have not made those relationships, so we're working on that. But we can give them a little warmth while they're sleeping on the streets." So helping out a good cause, helping out the kids.
So he gave up the booze, and now he's helping out kids.
He's helping out kids, man. That's great. Still rocking out, man. Yeah, yeah. I love it. I love it. That's your rock news. We'll be back.